injury. So JR comes to us, a music educator out of Greenville, Ohio. We've just heard him. You have Chris Mangus down there on the other tenor from Pickle, Ohio. Stuart King from Troy, Ohio. Mr. Todd Houston from Springfield, via Sydney, though. We still think of him as a Sydney guy. He's still one of our own. And Gary Salzgaber in here from Urbana, Ohio. So that's our million-dollar sound check. We're so thankful to the church for hosting us tonight, and such a great, gracious, and charming audience. And we appreciate all your support tonight. We also will be doing this throughout the summer months, and there will be warmer concert days. And we do have a website, swingyourband.com. And as we get into the summer concert season, you can follow us on that. We also are very grateful for the sponsors that we have, and I just want to mention a few of those folks right now. City of Sydney, Gateway Arts Council, Dorothy Love Retirement Community, Benzar Developments, Community Insurance Group, Emerson Climate Technologies, Bright Tag and Associates, Mutual Federal Savings Bank, Mr. and Mrs. Van Stewart, People's Federal Savings and Loan, Mr. and Mrs. Doug Barhorst, Clear Creek Farm, Mr. Doug Millhall, City Civic Man, and Air Handling Equipment Incorporated. So, a big round of applause to those people who helped us make this kind of conference possible. Well, this next song is a Glenn Miller classic, and certainly has some romantic overtones. While he was going through difficult times trying to get his band together in the 1930s, he always saw in the pawn shops, he saw these beautiful pearls, and he wanted to get his wife those, but he couldn't afford it. But after he made a big success, he was able to finally get that string of pearls. So he wrote this song along with working with Jerry Gray that celebrates that great gift to his wife. Here's Glenn Miller's String of Pearls.